Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
Recently, I had the chance to share my family's story with a group of people beginning the process of adopting children through foster care. Their hopeful, anxious, excited faces reminded me what it was like to contemplate adopting an older child and how thirsty I was to hear from families who'd done it. Our daughter was 5 and a half when we met her. She moved in just 6 weeks before her first day of kindergarten. She has taught me more about courage and human strength than I've ever learned from anyone. Today, she's a busy, opinionated middle schooler who is taller than I am. We are as proud of her as any parents could be. I remember the mixed responses I got when I told people we were adopting an older child. People asked us all kinds of questions, most of them variations on, isn't it hard? Sure, it's hard, but it's also fun, deeply meaningful, and a source of great joy. Building a family this way can feel like swimming in the opposite direction from everybody else. It means moving against a culture that encourages us always to pursue what's easiest and most comfortable. Because making a family through older child adoption is so different from the norm, people need special encouragement to consider it. Adopting isn't right for everyone. If it's not right for you, you can still support the adoption of older kids in lots of ways. My family has gotten support from all kinds of people, from neighbors who care about our child, from employers who are flexible enough that we parents can do our jobs and meet our daughter's needs, from coworkers who threw us a big kid shower instead of a baby shower, and from the friends and family who love and stand by us all, no matter what. Most children in foster care, about 60% in recent years, are able to reunite with their parents. Let's make sure that those who can't, the ones like my daughter, also get to grow up in permanent, safe, loving families. With a Perspective, I'm Sarah Markser.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.